Put down your baby and pick up a beer. Dad Jokes is back with a brand new episode. And Brandon, usually I start this podcast by saying this is the podcast of two first-time dads, but I might not be able to say that anymore because, well, you hear to hear, we are no longer, or I am no longer, first-time dad. Macy and myself are expecting number two, so I will be a dad of not just one, but of two kids here. Yes. In the near future, well, I said near future, in June, I will be a dad of not just one, but of two. But I'll get into that story and kind of everything that comes with it. It's very exciting. I've been waiting to announce it here on the podcast for some time. Brandon, you've known for a little bit. But before I get into all that, this show's named Dad Jokes for a reason, and I want to hear your dad joke.
Man, you didn't bury the lead at all there, did you?
No, I wanted to come out.
Just a little bit of suspense, and we just, no. That was a perfect intro. Super excited for you and Macy, first of all, as you guys know. Can't wait to figure out or find out what you guys are having. So I'm hoping you don't keep that a secret, but you might get into that a little bit later. But for these jokes, Jerry, what did Mrs. Claus give Santa for his bad breath? Ornaments.
That was
ornaments.
I like was looking for it in like Jingle Bells. Like I was like, all the categories.
You almost
and I couldn't
mad
find
that
it.
You didn't get that.
Yep, because I was going down every avenue in my brain and I couldn't find that one. That's good. All right, it's topical, Christmassy, if you will.
I like to stay on topic. I think I at least put a theme to my jokes. You just kind of try to steal jokes from other people and me.
Exactly, yeah. So what else has been going on in the Banks household? It's been 2 weeks since we recorded. We had a lot going on. We had some, I know we were both got super busy with some good things and some not so great things. So there's been a lot going on. But what's been going on with you guys since the last time we spoke here on the podcast?
So last 2 weeks, it seems like it's just been a blur. And it feels like a lot's going on. But it also, I started putting notes together with Kelsey for this and it also doesn't seem like a lot that's going on at the same time. But Bryce is, knock on wood, sleeping through the night really consistently right now.
There you go.
Which is a great win. My piece of baby gear, we believe, is really helping with that. So we'll get to that in a little bit later. He's starting to run. So here's the hierarchy of I'm saying run. Like he's not trying out for the Olympics anytime soon, but it's his version of running. So he went from like kind of barely taking a couple steps to, I feel like, full on walking within a couple weeks, which I mentioned last episode. Like it did not take long at all for that to happen. And then, but he was still kind of awkward with it. Then he just started walking everywhere. Now he is like full fledged trying to move as fast as he can when he has like the room to do it. He does this, and parents out there, you notice every little change with your kids, so that's kind of the point I'm at. But he can sidestep really easily now if something's in his way. Like when they first start walking, it's really like linear, but if you're in his way, he kind of does a little shuffle out of the way. But he definitely tries to run. It's hilarious. I saw him the last couple of days he was balancing on like one foot. Like he would like lift a foot in the air so he could support his weight with one foot, which was interesting. But through it all, he is the clumsiest baby you'll ever meet in your life. He falls all day, all night, which is, he has to kind of get that figured out because he continues to try to move super fast, but really he ran into like the corner of a wall the other day. Just like he kind of got a little upset and he was only like 2 feet away from the wall. And then just, he like took off into the wall. I don't understand what's going on. We got that going on. He is talking nonstop and like saying a bunch of words with context. Like he's saying, uh-oh. He can say like cold. He doesn't stop saying bye. He says bye and hi to everything. But I'm missing like 27 words. Like the kid just like, he's a parrot and he's really starting to understand when to say what words, and it's almost like he's understanding what they mean, stuff like that as well. this last week we went and saw Christmas lights locally here. One of the local parks had like a Christmas light walk all around the park, which is really cool. We went last year, but he was obviously just a few months old. So that's going to be something that we do every year as long as they have it. And most recently, Mom and Dad had a pretty busy day this last Saturday, both in the morning and then in the evening. So he spent an entire day with his Kiki, which he has never done before for like a full day. She spent the night. She came around like 11 o'clock and she was there until the next morning. And that's Kelsey's mom. So he had not done that before, which they got a lot of quality time together. So it was a pretty eventful week. What about you, new dad? How's the last couple weeks for you guys?
The last couple weeks have been pretty good. We've done a lot. One thing that was kind of fun is a last weekend we got to see one of our former guests, Jason. They had a baby recently, a little boy named Luke.
Oh yeah, Peyton.
Yeah. Peyton got to meet Luke, and we got to see him. So that was fun. For lots of reasons. One, it was great to see them as parents, and it was great to see Luke. It was cool to have Peyton around a little baby, but also I won't lie, you know, selfishly with us expecting, it was cool to see the newborn stage again and kind of be like, okay, yeah, we're getting this, it's coming up again, you know, which was, it was cool.
I'm gonna
cut
you
off
for a second.
Yeah.
I saw a picture of their nursery and like saw a comment that Jason had done like everything, how it was set up. Like they got the board and batten like we do, but then he did like stenciled letters on the wall, and their nursery looks like something out of a magazine. It really does. So I know he listens occasionally. Kudos to you, Jason, whenever you listen to this.
Yeah, no, it's definitely
both of you guys, Jason and
super Ash. Super cool. But yeah, no, it was fun going over there. We did kind of a little Christmas too, so Peyton got some gifts, which I'll go over one of those today, and then we got some gifts for Luke, but that was fun. We also did my family Christmas party on my dad's side. My parents are divorced, so we have to do one with my mom, my dad, then we do one with Macy's parents. But we did my dad's Christmas, which was a lot of fun. Peyton kind of got opening gifts, like doing the wrapping paper. She doesn't quite know what to do, but she like knows enough to like want to rip the paper, so that's fun. She had a little baby doll, among lots of other things that she really thought was cool. So that was fun. And it was just cool being around all the cousins and the family. So it got me really into the Christmas spirit, you know, and psyched for this week, which is coming up on Christmas. So it was definitely a good time there. And we went and saw Santa one day too, which was fun. Went to a little outside carnival for her grandpa's work party, which was kind of fun. She got to do some games, although she was really cold. So it was cold out that night, but that was cool. And then as far as sleep goes, it's been weird, Brandon, because she was going through a stretch where she was sleeping through the night and she was going down right away. And I even said something to Macy. I said, this is the best she's ever slept. And it was like, it was for a pretty good stretch for
famous
at least
last
a week
words.
Or two. And I'm like, I know this is dumb saying this, but I'm like, she's doing so well. I feel like I can't jinx it. And like right after I said that, she kind of, it seems like she's kind of going through a 12-month sleep regression, but it's not been that bad. So it's weird. Like she's struggling to go down and she's kind of got the telltale signs of a sleep regression where she like doesn't want to go down. She's in it, but it's not like she's just crying instantly. It's like she can't get comfortable. She like fidgets a lot. She seems to like want to stay up, you know, and it's just, I don't know. She like wouldn't go down and would be up for like an hour or two. But then when she does finally get to sleep, she tends to sleep through the night still. So still a win, because if we put her down at 8:30, she might be struggling to like 10:30. But then once she's finally down, she's been pretty good. And some nights it's not that bad. Like tonight, she was like 15 minutes and she was down. But some nights it's a little worse. But overall, not that bad. I just a little nervous because she hasn't done that in a while. And it seems like the last week and a half, she's kind of been tougher to put down, but still, knock on wood, she's been great sleeping through the night. This is her best stretch by far. She's gone, I don't know, a long time now where, you know, if she wakes up, it's rare. It's definitely rare. And then she sleeps pretty late too. She'll sleep to like 8 o'clock if you let
her.
Yeah. I'm gone by then.
I don't know,
you
if
know?
Bryce has ever slept till 8 o'clock. That
yeah,
would
she
be
sleeps,
clutch on the on
she
like
sleeps
a
to
random
8 o'clock
weekend.
Like when Macy's at home. So that's kind of cool there too. But you know, it's been good. It's been good. I got sick for a little bit, kind of, which wasn't so great. Luckily, knock on wood, so far Macy stayed pretty healthy, and so is Peyton. So that's been good. And then we've just been doing stuff with the move we got coming up, and then obviously with the new baby, which I'll get into here in a second. But it's been good. As far as baby gear goes, you told me you got some baby gear. Why don't you hit us with some pieces of baby gear?
So I mentioned that this has helped Bryce sleep, in our opinion. You guys may have heard me mention in the podcast previously that we spent a nice chunk of money on re-insulating half of our house, because Bryce's room and the guest room where I'm actually recording from right now tend to get fairly cold in the winter, and they don't retain heat very well. And while we saw a decent difference when we, especially in Bryce's room, when we did that, it still wasn't what we wanted. So we had kind of a safe heater in there that we would use, and then, but you can get it hot, and then we knew it kind of maintained the heat half of the night, and then halfway through the night you get it basically would cool down. And pretty periodically, if one of us woke up for whatever reason in the middle of the night, even if he didn't, we would go in there, turn the heater back on, have to wait about 10 minutes till it gets up to a comfortable temperature, and then basically turn it back off. Well, Kelsey found an item. It's called Vornadu Baby Sensa Space Heater. And what this does is it has basically a thermometer that you put right by the crib. You know about this, Jerry?
Yep.
You're shaking. I see you shaking your head. Yes.
Yep.
It basically has like a sensor thermometer that you put right by the crib. And then it's automatic. It's a fan connected to a heater, and you set the temperatures you want to be in the room, and you really don't have to think about it. And that's been working wonders for Bryce. It's also, we can sleep a little bit more comfortably. We don't have to get up and basically turn the heater on in his room or anything like that as well. So that's been working really well for us so far.
That's good. Yeah, because that's definitely a battle. Like I said, we've kind of faced the same type of battles with keeping her room warm and the little heater we have, along with blankets and a warmer sleep sack, have worked fairly well for us, for sure. Far as baby gear,
I wish I would have tried that before the insulation.
I don't blame you there. But as far as baby gear goes for us, two pieces of baby gear. One was as I mentioned, we got a gift from Jason and Ashley for Peyton for Christmas, and it was the Little People train. It's like a train for little people, and it's got like
I never would have guessed that's what that was.
Yeah, it's got zoo animals and stuff in it, and it makes lots of noises, and it's kind of big actually. It's pretty big. Peyton likes it, likes to play with it. She likes all the little people stuff. It's got lots of different sayings, and she seems to have fun with it. Although I will tell you, Brandon, tell me if this is creepy or not. If she's hitting all the buttons and it's saying a million different things, and it's a guy's voice where normally toys are girls' voices, I feel like. But anyway, she hits it, and all of a sudden it goes.
That's already kind of interesting.
Well, just wait. So she hits it, and me and Macy both look at each other, and the thing goes, chugga-chugga-choo-choo. Yeah. So
if it sounded anything like what you just sounded like, I might throw that thing out the window.
It sounded exactly like it. And so I look at her, and I'm like, is that weird? And she's like, that's kind of weird. So now it's become a thing, because it's kind of funny, because it does it all the time. And it's definitely a little cringy when it does it, but it's kind of
maybe that's the name of this episode. Chugga-chugga-choo-choo.
And then you can't stop saying it. I was saying it at the Christmas with my dad's Christmas, and my nephew was going around saying it because he heard me. That was funny. So was yeah, that's one. Yep, it was Nolan. And then
shout out to Nolan.
The other one is something my sister got Peyton for Christmas. It's the Melissa and Doug wooden scoop and serve ice cream counter. On Amazon right now, it's $26.99, and basically what it is it's like a little plastic serving container that has little plastic ice cream cones and a cup and a scooper and toppings and all that good stuff, where you can basically make like fake ice cream as kids, kind of like, you know, like the fake kitchens and stuff. But Peyton absolutely loves this thing. She doesn't know how to quite work it yet. She can kind of put the ice cream plastic top on the cone, because you can like insert the ice cream into the cone, but she loves the scooper, the little scooper thing, and she will walk all over the house crawl all over the house with this thing in her hand. She will go to bed with this thing. She does not want to let the scooper go.
What is so? Yeah. I'm looking at it right now. Like what is like what does she love about the scooper?
I don't know. She's weird with stuff like kind of like that. There was a pen. I don't know if I told you about this. One of those magic pens. I think we talked about it before. That she won't let go of. It's kind of similar to that. So I don't know if that's why. But she won't let the scooper go. Every day, the first thing she goes for now is that scooper, and she will carry it around with her all day long.
Shout out
to the scooper. So I got her to bed tonight without it, but she loves that dumb scooper. So, and it's kind of cute. It's kind of a cute toy, and I think she'll like it for a while. It's not like one of those toys that she's going to like just for a little bit. So that was those are two pieces of baby gear that have been very good for us, and those two things alone have kept her busy for the last 2 weeks playing in the house. She loves both those items. But
that
Brandon,
is
you,
invaluable.
Yeah, exactly. No kidding. You mentioned you had a Things Your Wife Said, a segment we like to do on the show sometimes. What did Kelsey say this week?
Oh, yeah. Kelsey. So I'm talking to Kelsey like I do every week about the kind of what have we done the last couple of weeks from her perspective. Then she gave me a piece of baby gear because I always ask her that. Half the time she gives me the dad joke. And then she just looks at me and says, how come I don't just do the podcast? I give you all the notes anyway.
I was like, you know I can tell you why she doesn't do the podcast.
I'm actually adding that.
She doesn't do the podcast because she'd be on the headset with me for an hour. that's why she doesn't do the podcast.
That's very true.
That's another thing we did this last week.
Kelsey and Macy.
Exactly. They should. They should do the mom jokes podcast. Yeah. But we did. We had a Christmas party, or a Christmas party, and we got to sit at a table all together and collectively realize that we were the young people at work, but now we're not so much. We were kind of all standing on the dance floor, just like rocking at one point in time. Yeah, that was us. And Macy, who obviously, as we just mentioned, is pregnant, felt like she had to grab a glass of water because we were all just holding drinks while rocking on the dance floor. So that's things my wife said this week. She said, let me go grab a drink really quick, meaning water.
Yep, she walked up with water in like a wine glass. It was great.
She did. She did. So, but yeah, Brandon, kind of talking today, it's kind of a fun topic. We're talking about, you know, second kids and kind of things that entail that. But I'll kind of go into my story first, and then we'll go into exactly, you know, what you might be thinking or what you specifically are thinking and things to consider when having a second kid or when considering to start trying for a second kid and all that good stuff. But, you know, for us, really, it's been different. It's been interesting. But we took a trip. And if you guys listen to our podcast, you might remember a few months ago to Vegas. It was an anniversary trip. And, you know, not to go into too much detail, but basically we decided like, hey, if we had a kid now, it wouldn't be the worst thing in the world, you know? Not that we're going to, like, plan it and chart it and, like, all that crazy stuff you can do or take tests to try to, you know, to have one right away. We didn't do any of that, you know, and we basically stopped trying to stop not having a kid. So, and then it happened right away. I'll be honest with you, it caught me off
guard.
Well,
you're dancing right now.
Yeah, well, basically, I'm saying in the family friendly
way. I think everybody
way,
understands.
Everybody understands. But the crazy part is the first time when we had Peyton is we tried for a few months, and it didn't happen right away, and then we actually got to the point where we were trying to, you know, actually track some of that stuff and pay attention, you know, more rigidly than this time. It was kind of like, okay, well, you know, let's just start the process, if you will. And then so we got back, and it was like a week or so from being back. I come home from work one day, and I remember I had a really bad day at work. And Macy had called me a couple times, and I kind of like, you know, was in the middle of stuff. And I was like, I'll see you when I get home type of thing. And I was in a bad mood. And then I walk in the door, and it was a late night. And I see Peyton playing on the floor with something. And I'm like, I just remember thinking, like, why does she have like a marker in her hand? Like, what is she doing with a marker on the carpet? And then all of a sudden I'm like, wait a minute, why is there a sign over there? And Macy had like made a sign, you know, about Peyton being a big sister. And it was actually the pregnancy test with the top on it. So she wasn't playing with the used one, but it was a pregnancy test that was positive. But, it took me a second to realize it caught me off guard. Like, would you think that it maybe shouldn't as much, but it did. So I was definitely surprised. We found out very early, like at 3 weeks. So it was exciting. It did happen right away. But it was kind of cool for a couple of reasons. One, now the baby is due in June, which is nice because it's a summer baby, whereas Peyton's a November baby. So they're pretty spaced apart. They're going to be 19 months apart, which Peyton and the new baby will be 19 months, but me and my brother are 19 months apart, so it's kind of similar there, which is nice. So it was,
I hope baby number two is nothing like your brother.
Yeah, me too. Me and you both.
Shout out to you, Nick.
Love you, Nick. But no, it was surprising. It was cool. It, like I said, it was one of those things where we would have been fine if it was they were 2 years apart or a little over 2 years, but it kind of happened early, and we're definitely super excited. We didn't tell anyone, kind of like the first time for a while, making sure everything was good. Went to a doctor's appointments and stuff, and then at Peyton's first birthday party, we told like close family and friends, which you were at, obviously, Brandon, and it was kind of fun.
So one, I knew already.
Yeah, sure you did.
I knew already.
Just like my parents.
You start going crazy on the house. I'm like, Jerry and Macy are pregnant.
So it was.
You've been kicking that can down the road forever, and then all of a sudden it was full speed.
Well,
ahead.
at the birthday party, the last present was a onesie that said like promoted to big sis, I think is what it said, that Peyton opened. But it was funny because I told Macy, I was like, I think we should do it as the first present. She's like, no, I want to do the last. I'm like, okay, but people are gonna not be paying attention at that point because nobody cares that much about all these gifts for
wasn't paying attention.
So sure enough, she opens it, no one's paying attention. Finally, she's like, look at the present, you know, and everyone's like, oh, my dad's in the back like, I can't read it, you know.
I went off of everybody else's reaction, and that's what made me look.
Yeah, so it was cool to tell people that way. That was fun, you know, and definitely letting people know. A couple things that we're going to do different this time, Brandon. Well, one, we wanted to use the midwives again because we had a great experience the first time, but unfortunately, they're not taking patients right now. So we've been trying to go through the hospital that Macy works at, and it's been kind of a bad so far. I mean, I hate to put it that way, but it has been. She did not like the first appointment she had. It was kind of uncomfortable, not very personable, and it just, they called her like 2 weeks after her test came back, was saying that she needed to take some medication for something, but it was like 2 weeks after they were supposed to call her, and it just kind of didn't go well. Our second appointment went better, but we found a new doctor we're going to go see still at the hospital, but see them specifically. So that's going to be something that we're starting here in the near future. But it's been a different experience because the first time we really liked going through the midwives. It was really comfortable. They made us feel good. You think the second time around would be even better, but so far it's been kind of rocky, our appointments. That's been tough. And another big difference is the first time around we didn't find out. This time our plan is to find out. So we actually did the genetic testing recently. We don't know the results yet. We haven't gotten those. So hopefully we find that out decently soon.
He wouldn't tell y'all if he did.
No, we're not going to tell people for a while, but, it'll be exciting. And, so we should know hopefully decently soon, but that was something that we kind of decided we were going to do this time. You know, I honestly was more on the fence. I think Macy kind of wants to know moving into the new house and what we need or what we don't need. But also I think there's some of what, you know, we have a girl, you know, and then knowing if it's a boy and it's different or if it's going to be another girl. I don't know. There's something about like knowing this time, I guess. So it'll be cool to know, you know, and Macy kind of thinks it's a boy. I kind of think it's another girl. We'll see. I'm happy either way. And so is she. So it'll be exciting. There's pros and cons to both. I shouldn't say cons. They're not really cons.
There's pros and cons.
There's pros. I say like there's positives to both ways.
Please,
you know. I don't want to say
let
cons.
Let us know
like,
what the cons are.
Yeah, I don't know anything about the cons. So, I mean, like the obviously they're pros. You know, like if you have a boy, then you have one of each, and that's all great. If it's another girl, you have girls close in age to each other growing up. You know, it's like I said, there's pros to each. There's things to be happy about. If it's another girl or if it's a boy. So I don't know what the cons are. The cons are that it sounds good when you're saying pros and cons.
Yeah, and I understand where you're coming from. It's still pretty hilarious the way you phrase that.
Yes.
You don't have to admit this, but are you hoping for one or the other?
Honestly, you know, it's funny. If you would have asked me before Peyton was born, I always said that, and I don't know, it's kind of weird to say,
sure
but I used to always say that I wanted a girl more than I wanted a boy, but I'd be more upset if I never had a boy, if that makes sense. You know, basically I wanted both. So, and if you told me I had a boy first, I think I would have told you, yeah, I'd want a girl next. And if I had a girl, I'd want a boy. But now that I have Peyton, honestly, if it's a girl, I think I'd be just as happy than if it's a boy, which I know seems like the you know, politic answer, you know, but it honestly is true. Like, I'd be excited if it was a boy because it'd be something new, and I think that that'd be great. And then also we'd have one of each, so that'd be kind of fun. But I also, if it's another girl, I mean, I love having a girl, and having another one would be great, and then being close in age would be really cool too. So I'm happy either way. You know, like I said, there's things I could say about. And maybe when I find out, I'll get a reaction, and I'll be like, okay, maybe I didn't really understand that I really did want this. But I think it's weird, because I would have thought that I would have leaned more one way than the other, but I'm honestly really good. And I think that's why it's bugging Macy, because I'm not really pushing to find out. Like, I'm okay not knowing. And she's kind of wanting to know really bad this time, and I'm just kind of like, oh, yeah, it's cool. So, but that's kind of been our story. I'll go into maybe a few other things here in a little bit, but, you know, Brandon, kind of the whole idea of number two, I don't know what your conversations have been with Kelsey and stuff like that, but your guys' thought process, but ours kind of was one, I'm a little bit older, as you know, than Macy is, but we wanted them, I had a bunch of siblings close in age, and we wanted them decently close in age. And also I didn't want to like get out of like diaper stage or little young stage and then have to do it all over again after being done. I kind of wanted it all together. That was some of the things that we thought about. So,
I mean, for us, and we're going to later on get into things to kind of think about or consider before you have a second kid, or things that you know are going to change potentially. But from a timing perspective, this is probably the time where we would, quote unquote, start trying. But it's tough. It's like I felt like this since like the second month Bryce was born. I think we actually had a conversation about this, but if you look at all the attention you are able to give your current child or not, depending on your situation, and you're like, do I want to take away? It's hard not to think about it like that, even though you talk to parents who have multiple kids and it's not like that. But there is a unique experience of that first child that you have and the relationship that you have with them. And then on top of it, just there are things that come with being your wife being pregnant. There are things that come with your wife and your relationship after. I shouldn't say like your wife, like it's both of you guys. But for us, I feel like we are in like a groove right now with our marriage. And there are times after, Bryce was born, you both of you guys are sleep deprived, you going through life stuff, it's tough, and I feel like we in a groove right now, and you start doing stuff like adding a baby to it or adding a pregnancy to it, and it's almost like you're overthinking to a degree. And are you ever really going to be ready though? Which is,
I think that's kind of why I think that, there, yeah.
Yeah, the approach that you guys took was, to me, the way to go about it if you're in a situation or have a mindset like what I have and potentially Kelsey has. Because it's like, we know we're probably never going to be ready to say, okay, on January 20th, 2023, we're going to start trying to have baby number two.
Exactly.
but yeah, maybe you kind of ease your way into it. And you just, pun not intended, and you go. And
you almost have to, like, you kind of,
somebody somewhere laughed at that joke. I appreciate you.
But it's kind of like you said though, like you almost have to not overthink it, because I will tell you, like, not to speak for Macy, but this definitely, she's told me multiple times, it's this pregnancy, her first pregnancy was kind of rough. This one has been pretty rough too. She's been sick a lot, not like actually physically puking as much, but she's been nauseous for longer periods, so it's been pretty tough on her. But the hard part is, like, last time she didn't feel good, and if she wasn't working, she could lay down, she could relax, she could take a nap if she wanted to. This time she can't, you know, she's got Peyton and she's got to be doing stuff, and I think that's weighed on her. She's just been more tired this time because she can't rest as much, so that has been tough, you know, especially for her. So that's something that, you know, like you said, you do need to consider. And then I won't lie to you, you know, we're really excited, but also, you know, just the amount of time and energy it takes to do stuff with Peyton, and now you're going to add another little one to it. Like you said, not being able to give both of them the attention you might want to or be able to is something to consider as well. But as you kind of mentioned, if you want multiple kids, there's going to be pros and cons at some point in time. And you got to do it at some point. And I will admit, like, I think about it from the kid's perspective too. And having siblings close in age is great, you know, a lot of the time. Sometimes it's not, but most of the time, especially as you get older, it's great. I honestly think
that
pro
outweighs any of the cons that
yeah, and that's kind of what I always, I didn't want my kids to be, not that there's anything wrong with it, but like if your kids are 4 years or more apart when, you know, your closest ones, then it's tough once they get a little bit older to be super close because they're so different, you know, like a 9-year-old versus a 5-year-old is very different. You know, a 16-year-old versus a 12-year-old is very different. So, but a 16-year-old to a 14-year-old or 12-year-old to 10-year-old, that's a little bit smaller of a difference, and they can do more things together. And you can also do more things as a family because you got kids with similar interests probably, at least for those small windows. So those are things that we definitely consider. But like you said, the pregnancy, that is a big one. When you got a kid, it's been tough, and she could probably speak more to it, but that's something that we're hoping now that she's going into the second trimester that it starts to get a little bit easier on her, but it's a lot. The one thing I will mention though too, it's funny to think about, but when you start trying or when you find out you're pregnant, it's hard not to think of your kid and raising a baby with your kid that you have now, but it's not your kid now. It's your kid 9 months from now. Yeah. So like Peyton's age right now, it'd be like, oh my gosh, but like, she's not going to be so that age
quickly.
Yeah, she's going to be 19 months when the baby's born. She's going to be almost two, you know? And then a 2-year-old's a lot different than a 1-year-old, right? So it will be a little bit different, too. So you got to keep that in mind. It's hard to think that way, but you're like, okay, yeah, if she's two, not that she's going to be great, but she'll be able to do and understand more things where you can have a little bit more independence, hopefully, and also, you know, communication-wise, be able to tell them to do certain things and they get it versus just having to totally have them be dependent on you 100% of the time. So those are things to consider as well.
Yeah, that's huge. Some things I kind of, as we go into things to consider, when you're trying to figure out what the right time is, a big thing is the age of the parents. You kind of mentioned your age, and it's less about you to a degree, but I mean, one thing that it especially if you're planning out, say, you know, you want more than two or more than however many you currently have, you're not necessarily just thinking about the timeline right now. It's the timeline that it sets you up for baby number three potentially, and if you are open to more than that, like where does that all line up? So that's something that is for us something that we have to consider as well. I'm saying that like Kelsey isn't old; she just had her second 29th birthday, but. Like that, those are things you really have to think about because there are more potential risks for both mother and baby as you get older and closer to 40.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right there.
Another thing for us that you could potentially look at as a con, but it's the cost increase. So it's not just the literal cost of having two kids. The cool thing is, especially if you end up having kids that are same sex, then you a lot of times if you're fairly close in age, you can still have the trendy little sleepies and stuff like that you guys probably are gonna. I wouldn't care if they're same sex or not. as expensive those things are,
a lot of them are like unisex where you could, you know, yeah. Like, honestly, she's got like Finding Nemo ones. You would put those on either, or she's got Halloween. You know what I mean? Like, almost all of them, except for she has a couple princess ones. Other than that, I'd put them on.
If Bryce had a little older sister and Bryce was the one being born right now, and he had some pink little sleepies or princess little sleepies, guess what? He's sleeping in some princess little sleepies. That thing's $40 a pop.
And nobody sees them except for mom and dad.
Yeah, exactly. I don't care at all.
And but maybe the graduation is not board.
Yeah, maybe. It's also like, I'll just use us as an example. If your family is watching, so you either are, if you have a child in childcare of any kind, that's where you're going to really see the exponential cost because two is just more than one. That's simple math. But if your family's watching, like in our case, my parents have already had a conversation with us and basically said, when number two comes around, we may need like to have like we can have a newborn for 5 days and maybe Bryce needs to be 3 days. Just based on what they know that they can handle on that consistent basis. So it's important to have that conversation potentially beforehand if you know that you're, if that could potentially be an issue. For us, I mean, you have that. And it could also, the difference in one and two, when my brother was born, that was the catalyst in my mom deciding to kind of put her career on hold for a couple of years and stay at home for a while. So for whatever parent that may be possible for, introducing that second child, once you consider potential costs and time and how you want your children to be raised, that could introduce that as a possibility as well.
Yeah, those are great points. A couple points that I was going to bring up, but like you just said, you know, the money factor is definitely a big thing to consider, but also I put childcare, because yeah, you got to make sure that the people watching your kids are okay having multiple ones. And if they're not, do you have other avenues to go down?
It's a lot.
It's a cost. It is. It is. I mean,
I can't imagine two of Bryce running around here.
It is a lot, you know, and newborns need different kind of care too. So taking care of a newborn and then a little kid, like you can't just be chasing them around all the time. You got a newborn in your arms a lot of the time. So you got to change them constantly. You got to feed them constantly. They're crying a lot. So it is definitely a challenge. It's something to consider. And I'll bring it up. One of the reasons, not the only reason, but one of the reasons we're buying a new home is because, you know, we started kind of casually looking, but once we found out we were pregnant, we really
so that
were
second baby super expensive.
Exactly. Well, it's one that, but two, like we looked at our house and we're like, where are we gonna put the baby? And we're like, okay, well, we can make it work, but then we wouldn't have a spare bedroom at all, and we really don't have storage for this stuff. And it was like we could make it work, but it would be really inconvenient, and it would kind of, you know, I don't want to say like hurt our lifestyle, but it would kind of not be ideal. So finding a house that really was more family friendly and kind of the size that we need became more important. You know, one kid you can make work in a lot of avenues. Two, it's quite different unless you're going to put them in the same room. But having a newborn and a kid in the same room is not always the best for you, because they're waking each other up and whatnot. So there's things you can do, but it's definitely conversations you need to have, because buying a new house is not cheap, or always easy just to do. And I'll tell you what, having a new baby working full time and trying to buy a home is a lot of stress and work. So I don't recommend it if you don't have to do it. But if you do, I will say doing it early in the process is probably better, which is what we're trying to do. But that's definitely something that pushed us to look for a house, you know, and not only that, but neighborhood and stuff like that. Yeah, Brandon, it did. So
that's exactly how I knew.
It wasn't the only reason, but it definitely did contribute to it. So, you know, kids aren't cheap, and it's something they definitely got to look at. So, you know, conversations you definitely want to have beforehand, and with not just your significant other, but like you said, kind of your support system, and figuring out what you're going to do if there is two. And then another crazy thing to consider, which, knock on wood, we had our ultrasound. It's not our case. But sometimes if you get pregnant, it's not just one. But it could be two or even more.
Whew.
But twins aren't that rare. So what happens? You almost got to have that conversation too. Like, what if we try and it's not one, but it is two? So, you know, it sounds crazy, but that could happen. So being prepared for that.
I'm quitting my job and Kelsey going to support me. I'm going to be a stay-at-home dad.
That probably is more work, Brandon. You might not want that. You might want her to do that.
I'll take it.
That's a lot. Man, twins and a toddler. Ooh. It was funny. When we got our first ultrasound, we left and we were kind of all happy. You know, you're happy. You're on cloud nine. And Macy goes, I was so nervous. And I go, why? You know, I was thinking, oh, she was nervous, you know, just to make sure the baby was healthy. Because I remember the first time I was super nervous the first time. And so I'm thinking, oh, why? And she's like, I thought there was going to be two. I was like, what? She's like, yeah, I thought we were going to have twins. And I was like, I didn't even cross my mind. But thanks for putting the fear of God into me all of a sudden. Like, it never crossed my mind, which I'm glad it didn't. So luckily she didn't tell me until after we knew it was one.
I mean, well, there have been plenty of cases where the original ultrasound was wrong.
Yeah, it could be, but we've had two now. We've also listened to the heartbeat, so it'd be pretty hard now, but it could happen. You're right. The other thing too, Rand, I will tell you this, for anyone who's had more than one kid, you can probably relate if you haven't. I knew the second pregnancy would be different, you know, from a dad's perspective, but I will tell you, it is, for good and bad, it is crazy how different it is. It has been so much faster. Like, she's already, you know, 14 and a half weeks, and I feel like no time's gone by. I mean, that's already through a third of it. It's gone by so fast. The first time, I felt like every day would drag. I couldn't wait to tell people, you know, I had so much to do. And now I'm like, how many weeks are you? What's going on? Because you're taking care of another kid. You're taking care of another living being. Yeah, and a lot of stuff's already done. And, you know, so now it's like, I'll be like, the last time I had apps, I had books, I had all this stuff, and I'm trying to do better with that, but it is hard. It's like you forget, like, what stage you're at, what they're supposed to be going through, how big the baby is. You know, you start losing track of, you know, a ton of stuff. And so, you know, it's good because the time goes by quick, and it's not like you're anxiously just twiddling your thumbs, but it's also bad because I feel like sometimes I'm like, man, we're not giving this pregnancy as much attention as we need to be giving it, you know. But the baby's also getting attention in other ways. Like, when I read to Peyton, the baby hears me read to it, you know. When we're doing fun things with music and stuff, the baby's there for it. So there's kid stuff going on. It's just not always just directed towards the baby. It's probably directed towards their older sister. So that's okay, too.
Yeah, and, I mean, you hit the nail on the head. It's you're almost getting it through osmosis, but you do need to download the Daddy Up app and update it and figure out how far up the mountain you're climbing. We might need to do a refresher episode on.
Yeah, I got to do some of these refreshers and reading about different stages and the funny part is the stuff you forget. You think it's not been that long, but I'm like, wait, what happens at this point? Or how many times did we go into the doctor's office before this? Or when can you do this again? You're constantly just asking yourself these questions. The cool thing is,
you still got the old info on your apps that you were tracking before.
So I've checked them. You can compare it. It is kind of cool. And then we got a couple friends that are also pregnant right now too. So
that is what was crazy about after you guys announced. We had, I think, three announcements. Maybe two, but at least two announcements back to back.
Yeah, so it's been that's kind of fun too, and cool to go through it again with some other people, and also just having all the kids close in age is fun as well. So it's been an experience. It's good to now that everyone kind of knows. We told everyone like officially, like I don't know, a week ago or so. So it's been good. You know, it'll be fun. You know, it's crazy thinking about this time next year, Christmas, you know, Peyton will be two, and then we'll have a baby that'll be 6 months. So that'll be kind of a really fun Christmas.
That's crazy.
This Christmas won't be, but that's cool to think about, you know, because I think two, like, this year's Christmas is going to be great, but like next year, I can already see, like, with my nieces and nephews, two is going to be really, really fun. And then 6 months olds can do some stuff. It's not like 6 month olds don't have any kind of personality. So that'll be cool too. So we'll have a summer baby and a winter baby, and then Christmas will also be good times too. So we're excited, Brandon.
Well,
you're quick to follow. So
I was about to say, I think now is as good of a time as any. Kelsey already gave me permission to announce that we are not pregnant.
Very nice. Very, very nice. Yeah, that's okay. But I can tell Kelsey's got that look in her eye where she's like, okay, these guys
I thought
are
you were about
pregnant.
To say you could tell Kelsey was
these
pregnant.
Guys,
I was about to say, hey, she about to come at you.
No, no, she will come at me. No, I was saying that she might have some baby fever is all I'm saying. A little bit of baby fever. At this point, the only reason not to have baby fever is despite us all, everyone saying that you guys are going to
be
pregnant.
I mean, legitimately,
next.
you announced you're pregnant, then one of our other close friends and former guests here, I'm not going to say it, but they announced that they're pregnant, and then someone else that we know very well announced that they were pregnant, all within like a week and a half of each other.
That's true.
And all due around the same time.
Yep, so, it is kind of crazy. Macy's really excited to have a summer baby, by the way. She thinks maternity leave during the summer will be better. I don't know if she's right or wrong, but she's excited about that. So hopefully she's right. I think it'll be nice for me to.
At least you don't have to be pregnant while you're like, while it's super hot.
Yeah, exactly. It'll be, I think it'll be nice to be able to like do like walks and stuff. That's one thing that kind of stunk with Peyton is you didn't really want to take a couple week old out in the middle of December, you know, but doing it in June and July, we can do that. It'll be different types of things though. You have to keep
it. Yeah, you don't want your baby to freeze. You just want them to boil.
Yeah, exactly. It'll be the opposite problem, but we'll figure it out nonetheless. But we're excited, Brandon. It is, it's crazy to think about. When we first started this podcast, neither one of us had a kid. We were just, you know, both expecting, and now we're doing it for the second time around. So it'll be interesting. It'll also be a lot of fun, I think, to talk about the differences and kind of the going through similar things the second time around and what's the same, what's different, what I forgot. And then also like as Peyton's doing new things, as Bryce is doing new things. And then when you guys end up having a second one, I don't know, it'll be fun. And we'll be talking about more kids than we can count than just the two of them. So
I just can't wait to figure out what we're going to call Lil Gerald. Probably that Lil Gerald.
Lil Gerald. What's funny is that, Macy's mom, my mother-in-law, she used to call, Peyton when Macy was pregnant, cause we didn't know she was a boy or girl. She would always say, "Oh, my little Gerald," because she thought it was a boy, and make jokes. So she sometimes now will call Peyton that when she looks like a boy. Like if she's wearing like a boyish outfit, she'll be like, "My little Gerald." So, but yeah, well, Peyton was
maybe
was
at
rocking
some point
you'll
have a little Gerald.
Exactly. Peyton was rocking the Dwight haircut when she got up from her nap today. So she was rocking that pretty good. Her hair's getting long. It's kind of cool. It is. It is.
We also should let the listeners know that you and I are matched up in a battle right now before we
it's
end
not
this
a
episode.
Battle. It's not a battle.
It's to get to the fantasy football championship in one of our big money leagues. And you are currently down 8.4 points. 8.04 points. And you still got a guy with the whole like basically quarter and a half of football left, and I'm feeling nervous because that's just like three quick dump off passes.
It's over. I've
lost. It's not over. Jerry's trying to. He's trying to add a little reverse jinx to it. He knows it's not over.
It's over.
If he keeps up at this pace, you're gonna win.
Literally not true.
Not true.
It's literally mathematically not true at all. But I love it. I love you trying to spin it. It's great. I was like, nope, not how math works.
Tell people a dad joke.
I got a dad joke for you, Brandon. You ready? Brandon,
waiting with bated breath.
Why did the mushroom go to the party?
Oh, you know I said told this joke already, right?
No, you didn't.
I know I didn't. I don't know why.
Because he was a fun guy.
You know what? I actually think I did tell this joke.
No, I don't think you did. Don't even play.
I think I did tell this joke. This sounds very familiar to me.
You just like
the joke. We'll update the listeners on the next episode because I can just search my notes.
I'm pretty sure I told that joke. That joke's good.
I told that joke or Nolan told that joke. I feel like that was a joke that Nolan said before. Whatever. We'll figure it out later.
I thought it was a good joke. Oh, Brandon. Anyways.
I hope I didn't tell that joke.
I just better hope Cam Akers scores some freaking points since my bench scored a ton of points. Oh, I hope he does. Anyways, if you haven't already, please like all of our stuff, write a review, tell us what you're thinking, give us some topic ideas. We love all of that from all of you. It is definitely appreciated. But, you know, for Brandon and Bryce, myself,
I didn't say the joke.
Peyton.
I'm going to interrupt you.
Yes, you didn't? That's a
not.
Win.
But you know a joke I did find? We're going to give him a bonus joke real quick.
All right,
before
go
you
with
quit.
The bonus joke.
Because I searched my notes. Episode 14. Did you guys know that diarrhea is hereditary? You want to know why? Because it runs in genes.
I do remember that one.
In the episode, Jerry.
Well, for Brandon, I'm Jerry. And as always, you've been listening to Dad Jokes.
Fun guy.
Fun guy.